Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host of the Daily Challenges, and today's Tuesday, the day we study the Bible together. This week, I kind of gave you the heads up yesterday, we're going to be studying the story of how God led his people and was with his people as they left Egypt and started moving towards the Promised Land. We've been building up to this for a few weeks now. We've been exploring the story of how the people of Israel ended up in Egypt in the first place, and then how the tides turned and suddenly they weren't there as honored guests anymore, but rather being treated as slaves. God had a plan to get his people out of slavery, out of Egypt, and to give them their own land, the Promised Land, but it wasn't going to be easy. The king of Egypt, Pharaoh, didn't want to let Israel go. These were his slaves. He needed them. They were his property in his mind. And so God brought these plagues against Egypt, various ones. Pharaoh didn't listen. If he did change his mind, he would change his mind again and refuse to let the people go. And finally, there was the last plague, the death of every firstborn male in the land. Pretty horrific event that hit every firstborn male living in Egypt, except those who were obedient to God's plan. God had a plan to pass over the Israelites. If they followed his instructions, he would pass over them. And that's where we get the holiday of Passover from, that Easter coincides with. So that's what we looked at last week. And this week we see the Israelites have finally been able to leave Egypt and they are on their way out. And here's what happens. When Pharaoh let the people go, God did not lead them by way of the land of the Philistines, although that was near. For God said, "Lest the people change their minds when they see war and return to Egypt." But God led the people around by the way of the wilderness toward the Red Sea. And the people of Israel went up out of the land of Egypt equipped for battle. Moses took the bones of Joseph with him, for Joseph had made the sons of Israel solemnly swear, saying, "God will surely visit you, and you shall carry up my bones with you from here." And they moved on from Succoth and encamped at Etham on the edge of the wilderness. So here are the Israelites on their way out of Egypt, to the land of their slavery, and on their way towards a new land, what we now call the Promised Land, where God had told them they would be able to settle and create a home. And one of the big signs of that is that they took Joseph's body, his bones, with them. Joseph was the one who originally brought the Israelites to Egypt as honored guests because he had saved Egypt from a famine and was a royal official. But now things had changed, and they were taking Joseph's bones with them to show, first of all, that they had no investment in Egypt anymore. This was not their home. They had no permanent presence there. They were just passing through. And they were going to take Joseph's bones with them to be buried in their true home. But they had to get there first. The obvious way to go would have been through the land of Canaan. Now, it's not called that here. This passage calls it the land of the Philistines. The Philistines wouldn't have actually lived there yet, but clearly by the time this was actually written, by the time, you know, not when this story happened, but when people wrote it down after a long oral history, it was known as the land of the Philistines because Philistines did live there. We could also call it the land of Canaan, and that would have been the obvious way to go. However, it was obvious for everybody. It would have been a well-traveled route. There would have been Egyptian guards there. It was a dangerous route because it would be the natural way to go. So that's one of the reasons God didn't send them that way. He was going to send them by a different way, but it was a pretty unusual and dangerous way. It was going to take them through the desert, through a barren, desolate, dangerous place. He also says this has to do with the Israelites' state of mind. God knows that they are going to have their doubts, their fears, they're going to have their regrets, and he's got a plan to prepare for those that involves leading them through this strange desert path that is going to meander for years. They're actually going to wander for years in the desert, but it's also going to cause a final confrontation between God and his people and Egypt. Now, in the meantime, I've got a question for you to consider. What signs could God give the Israelites to keep them trusting and moving in the right direction? So that's your question for today. Have a great discussion. Don't forget to share your discussion with a group and to read the Bible and sing together as well. Have a great one. I'll see you tomorrow.